At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Welcome to Tip TV Finance, where I'm here with the CEO of TriStar Resources, Guy Eastall, and we're looking at a minor metal producer. How are you today, Guy?
Very well, thank you.
He's going to tell us exactly what antimony is used for.
Antimony. It's a minor metal in the grand scheme of things. About 200,000 tons a year is mined and used and processed world market. And it's typical. It's mainly used in flame retardant applications, also in batteries and as an additive in some electronic purposes. But essentially, it's a small metal that has a big impact in terms of mixing with other materials to create flame retardant properties in a wide range of uses. For example, the seat cover could have a small amount of ATO in it.
Well, I think it would be better if it didn't, actually, because the sooner it disappears, the better. But there's clearly money in this area. This is your speciality, or is TriStar more widely?
Antimony is our specialist area, a technology and mining company. Our primary asset is 40% in SPMP, which is a joint venture company based in Oman. We own 40% of that, and the other 60%, two other shareholders, local shareholders. And the roaster company, SPMP, is building an antimony roaster, a processing facility in Sohar in Oman. And that's our principal asset and that's our principal focus right now. The roaster will come on stream towards the end of next year and currently in the construction phase.
Right. In terms of the investor proposition, what are we looking at here? Are we looking at this is the bottom of the cycle, the top of the cycle? There's a new technology, which means that antimony is widely demanded. But where are we in the sort of?
Antimony did peak many years ago, 5 or 6 years ago, at sort of $14,000 a ton, in terms of pricing, world pricing. It's now around between $7,000 and $8,000 a ton. But in terms of the projections going forward, largely in line with GDP, it's a critical metal in the world stage. We don't see it being phased out or being substituted by any other metal. So demand will be there, steady demand for antimony going forward.
Right, and lots of small companies, they try and diversify into different areas. That's not what you're trying to do?
No, it's our key focus is to bring the roaster on stream next year on target with our partners. That's our key proposition. And of course, in the future, for shareholders in TriStar, there'll be cash flow coming through from dividend stream as the roaster becomes operational and profitable in the next 3 to 5 years.
So you've basically done, up to this point, the dirty work has been done. We're now just going into the easier part of the phase of your company.
The finance has been raised. Yes. I mean, there's a lot to do. It has to be constructed and a complicated process. But the finance is there, the key contracts, the key pieces of kit have been ordered. And we'll start arriving on the ground in Sohar next year. And we're on track. We're on track to have the facility commissioned by the end of 2017.
Right. And is this, I mean, this may be a bad question, but is this in any way related to the general and what's seen to be the general resurgence or forthcoming boom in rare earth metals? If somebody likes lithium, they go for you as well? I mean, is there that connection there?
There isn't. I wouldn't say there's as much volatility in our market as somewhere like lithium or some of the other metals. The demand is more steady, but it is a critical minor metal for the world economy.
Right, so we're going to 2017. By, let's say, 2019-20, you should be, the cash flow should be there, everything should be sorted out in that respect.
Commercial operations in 2018, and a gradual ramp up of the operations during that year, but yes, by 19 and 20, it should be fully up and running.
Right, and finally, how big a part of the market are you? I mean, is it something that you know, the, a Chinese player might say, "Well, I really need this. I really need this metal. I need to buy a bit of TriStar resources." How much of a player are you in this area?
We're going to be about 10% of the global market, at 20,000 tons of antimony, and also as a byproduct of the process, we'll be producing a small amount of gold.
Right. So
up to 50,000 ounces of gold a year, 20,000 tons of antimony metal a year. So there's two revenue streams there.
Right, so there is a little bit of diversification.
Yes, in the roaster, yes.
And are you hopeful for gold?
Very hopeful for gold.
I mean, post-Trump world or a Trump world?
Gold is doing well. I think gold will continue actually to do well in the next year. Certainly, the view I think at Mines and Money last week was that gold is going to continue demand in that area, and pricing is going to hold up. Who knows, of course, whether it will or won't. But that's one of the views, one of the accepted views at the moment. The real excitement for the joint venture company, SPMP, is once the roaster is up and running, there is obviously the possibility, or the strategy is there, to develop a larger plant that would focus entirely on gold. That's for the future, but also presents a major opportunity for the joint venture company and also for us as TriStar as that strategy rolls out.
And with the success of this, would you try and acquire any other interests, or are you happy with where you are?
I think we need to focus on where we are right now. We need to continue to deliver on what we've said we would do, which is use shareholders' money to maintain our investment in the roaster and bring that to completion with our partners next year.
What's a fascinating niche. Guy Eastor, CEO at TriStar Resources, thank you very much for coming in today.
Thank you very much.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Counihan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have Leaf Filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A Leaf Filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install Leaf Filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, Leaf Filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.